Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many. I'm Christine, and I'm excited to press in with you for everything that the Lord would say, for all that heaven would release our way, for us to be able to enter in and experience everything, all that it is possible for us to enter in and to experience this side of heaven. Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter in to the kingdom of God. That's the fourth dimensional realm. You cannot enter in means in Greek to experience fully. Yes, it means to enter in to something new and to all that the Lord has for me and for you, but it also means to fully experience here on earth all that is possible for us to experience through Him. And we do that by being childlike. What's a child like? A child is in humility and in complete dependency on the parent. A child has awe and wonder, expectation. A child doesn't doubt. A child takes you at your word. My little girl, she's now 16, just turned 16, and she will come up to me as she did just the other day. What was the latest demand? We're getting into the darker mornings, and when she's getting up and getting ready, she wanted a light up mirror on her dressing table. She didn't want one, she needed one. And I'm laughing and I'm saying to her, oh, maybe that'll come for Christmas. Oh, Mummy, I really need one and I need one now. Well, do you know what? For children, they don't have any doubt that their needs and their desires will be met. They don't ask or worry about where the money will come from. They just know it's there. And that may be a funny and a silly illustration just off the top of my head here as I've gone live. But I really sense that the Lord wants us to know Him as our complete source, as our dependency. When it says to seek the Lord, that means to require Him and to desire Him as our vital necessity, to be childlike. And you know, whenever we have the King, whenever we have His kingdom, we have everything. To have the King is to possess everything. All things will be found and fulfilled and complete and met in Him for your life. You will be as I have experienced. When you come to the end of churchianity, when you come to the end of selfianity and of yourself, you'll find the King and His kingdom there. You will be like a square peg in a round hole until you come to that place of complete surrender, until your eyes are opened. When I came to the end of myself, I found afresh my King and His kingdom there. Where I had tried to make what is so supernatural, natural in my life, just so I could fit in and blend in a little bit better, sometimes with churchianity and all that has been going on around me over the recent years. When I got tired of just standing out, so I thought I would blend in a little for a little while. Do you know what I found there? Emptiness. It was futility. It was incomplete for me. And until I totally returned and I said, oh, Lord, I want all of You, all of You. I've had it all, but what I need is just all of You. I know the original song by the worship writer was More of You, but I saw in that moment as my spirit cried out to God that I don't just want more of this world, more of what the churchianity would bring and give to me. I don't want more position. I've had just about every church position going. It doesn't satisfy. I don't want more things. I don't want more money. I don't want more of those things and more of You with them. I just want all of You. And as that became the complete cry, literally the cry of my heart and my spirit, the Lord brought me into a fresh revelation, a fresh encounter with Him that I have been experiencing. It is His super in our natural, that I will no longer try to explain what is unexplainable. I will no longer try to deny what is undeniable, because in that we defy what is undefiable. That is the absolute glory, the unexplainable, undeniable, undefinable power and presence of God Almighty. We'll never be able to fathom Him. He's so great and awesome, and I'm in awe and I'm in love with Him, that I want our experience now, as we burst out of and as I came to the end of myself, I found their kingdom, because you will be that round peg in the square hole, or the square peg in a round hole, until your only perfect fit is found in that fourth dimensional kingdom living. This three-dimensional world that we were born into, it's a fallen world since the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve sinned and we fell. Literally, we took a tumble and we fell from kingdom living. We fell, we were disconnected, our spirits died that day. Adam and Eve still lived for many years, but their spirits died and they were cut off until Christ came and He's poured out His Spirit once more. The Holy Spirit has been revived in our lives, in His church. The Lord is at work today and nothing else can satisfy. We cannot, church, blend in with the world. We cannot try to do and take down barriers just to be popular with the world, because we are not of this world. We're in it, not of it. We're of the kingdom of God. We're of the fourth dimension. When Jesus came, He could walk on water. Why? Because He was not limited to this three-dimensional world. He was above it all. He was living from above, and Jesus has caused us to ascend with Him. We now live above it all. We can walk on water. We are not contained by time, by space, by matter, but we can defy and we can arise and we can see God's miraculous manifest in our lives, through our lives, through His church continually, that it will be unexplainable, undeniable, undefinable, but it will be the breakout. Let's break out and manifest the glory, the full weight of His presence in our lives. And I shared with a very close friend of mine how I was feeling at this particular time when I was really just at the end of myself. And she spoke so powerfully and prophetically into me and into my situation. She spoke four key words. One was vacuum. Two was toxic. Three was alignment. And for the fullness and the Shekinah glory of God. She showed me that, Christine, He is doing a very deep work within you, as He is within His church and many of His children right now. We've got to cast down the golden calf. Whatever golden calf you've erected, I don't care if it looks good. I don't care if it looks shiny. I don't care if it's if church in your image, then that's a golden calf. Church in man's image, and man's perfection and excellence is a golden calf. But Jesus is building His church, His ways, on His terms, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against His church. Who is His church? Ultimately, the word church means ecclesia, called out ones, out from this world, out from this three-dimensional, limiting, containing world and realm, and into His kingdom. His kingdom, church, is what is being built and released and rebirthed in the earth at this time, because God is calling His sons and daughters to arise. All of creation aches and groans, Romans 8 tells us, for the sons of God to be revealed, for the ecclesia. That word sons, called out ones, that word sons means, it's the Greek word huios, and it's not the word for sons in Greek, which is the word technon, which means sons by by birth and like a little baby. But the word huios, as spoken there in Romans 8, it means he's waiting for the mature, the complete, the those being made perfect, sons of God, perfect in the likeness of the Father, to arise. And all of creation is aching and waiting and groaning and longing. And this is the time in this, the latter day church that is arising. Great will be the glory of the latter day church than the former day church. For all the miracles, for all the fourth dimensional realms and miraculous kingdom living that they presented, they were martyred for what they saw. That was how great was the reward of the life, the kingdom life that they knew. Stephen, the first martyr of the early church, he saw the heavens opened. He saw that fourth dimensional realm. He saw the kingdom of God open before him. And as he was stoned for his faith, there was Saul standing by, whose name was changed to Paul. And there was Saul who was witnessing it, agreeing with it, and he then was mightily saved and changed. Why? Because the flash of light came on his way. Jesus, the light of the world, revealed himself to him sometime after him witnessing the death of Stephen, and those seeds of the early church were birthed, fourth dimensional. The fourth dimensional realm, God's kingdom bursting in, and revival broke out. And through Paul, who was renamed Paul from Saul, witnessing that, he then went on and he evangelized so much of the world and brought so many to Christ. We saw through the early church, there was the time where one of the apostles was literally translated to a place where a man called Philip was in his carriage. They didn't have cars at that time. And on his way, and he was reading some scriptures, and there came the apostle right to his side, translated to him. He wasn't limited by space. He wasn't limited by time. That's the fourth dimensional realm. It's what I was birthed into when I was born again, but we have so tried to naturalize and normalize, and by that we have not prioritized the King and his kingdom. But we are returning. Oh, I've returned, and I pray that church, we will return to him. We will return to our King and his kingdom. We will prioritize him and the fourth dimension. We will live this limitless, miraculous life where we are no longer contained, restrained, but we will be living in his free dominion, the King's domain, the kingdom of God will rule and will reign through us. Wow, I didn't intend to say any of that, but hey, that seems to be the way you're used to me now, how we roll, because I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit, the only one worthy to take control, the only one whose voice, I am just the vessel. May the Lord be his voice, the Holy Spirit speak with clarity and powerfully through me continually, I pray in Jesus' name. So what opens the door to the fourth dimension? As I came to the end of myself, as I received that word from a good friend of mine, Christine, I believe the Lord would have you to be as a vacuum, number one. I emptied myself of everything. When hurts would come, when regrets would come, I just emptied them. I gave them to Jesus. I became that vacuum. And what a vacuum is, as the Lord showed me, is something that is, it says here from the dictionary, a vacuum, space in which there is no matter, or in which the pressure is so low. Do you know what? So that any particles in the space do not affect any processes being carried on there. I believe the Lord wants to empty us of all the pressures of this world. The Lord wants to empty us of all of the resistance, the particles that would affect God's kingdom processes and purposes being carried out in us. God wants to make us void of all of the world, emptied of self and filled with him. That's what he wants to do in his church, to be so filled with his spirit, because those who are born of flesh are flesh. Flesh will produce flesh. Those who are born of the spirit, as we are when we're born again through Jesus, accepting him as our Lord and Saviour, are spirit. And those we will then produce of the spirit. Those are eternal works. They're fourth dimensional works. They are the miraculous, where Peter and John could walk up to the lame man at the temple and they could say, silver and gold, there's nothing in this world that will cut it. He's lame. He's been lame from birth, I believe it was, for years. And silver and gold, it won't cut it. Have I none, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. I'm coming to you today and I'm saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, church, arise in the supernatural power of God. Let your legs be strengthened. Let your arms be raised in surrender to the King. And let us take the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, to the furthest corners of the earth. Let's go walking, leaping, and praising God, living not for and from this world, not in the, but let's be living in that transcended and continually transcending with him, that transcended world and realm of the spirit. And as the light may have gone out here on my phone, I'm going to press on, because the light of Jesus Christ is shining bright. And it's not me that I want to be seen as I'm recording this at night, but it's Christ that I pray alone is seen through this heavenly broadcast today, and his voice that is heard and is released through me. So God wants us to be a vacuum. He wants us to empty ourselves of all that is toxic, all that is not of him, to live without offence, to live without doubt, to live without fear. If offence is a choice, I will choose not to be offended. We must rise above with him continually so we will win. Right alignment. I'm going to show you that today by the word of God, how we enter into that right alignment in all things. And then we can know God's fullness, his Shekinah glory. That word Shekinah, it means where God's glory, his presence, can find a place to rest. It's the resting place of God. May the Lord find his resting place on the throne of yours, your life, and of my life, listener, today, in Jesus' mighty name. So, from Matthew 6, I just want to go with my signature verse today and press into everything that the Lord would have me to say, which is Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and his right for your life, his right ways, his right paths, his rights, which are his laws, his authority that are yours in his word. Seek first the king and his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That is so powerful. And the Lord has had me live in that verse. And it's going to be one that I'm going to keep on unwrapping in my life continually, because we see here that God's priority is kingdom living. Seek first the kingdom. Don't seek your position. Don't seek anything in this world. Don't seek first to be married. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I can sum that up for you. Seek first the king and his kingdom. Why? Because the righteousness is Jesus. The king of righteousness is Jesus. He is our right for all of our wrong. He is the right in our life. And we can say confidently then, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So seek first. Make that. To seek first means to make the kingdom your priority. And righteousness, what is that? Righteousness is the state and it's the position by which we may enter, by which we can experience his kingdom. We can't experience it in the state of sin. We can only experience it in the position that the Son gives to us, his righteousness. That is right alignment. That causes us to enter into kingdom living. And we do that by receiving Jesus as our Saviour by faith, knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven we will possess, we will take by force, because the kingdom of God is within us and the kingdom of God is for us, and we can enter into, we can ascend to, we can live from, we can draw from. We are carriers of his kingdom everywhere we go. My prayer is, oh Lord, may I be just like that donkey that carried triumphantly the Messiah, Jesus, into Jerusalem that day. May I be that donkey, the carrier of the King and his kingdom everywhere I go. Is that your prayer too? Because if so, then I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord how we can do that. One, we need to make his kingdom our priority, because it's God's priority. Let our priorities line up with God's priorities. Two, orderly. God's kingdom is an orderly kingdom. Therefore, we must organize our lives. We must order our lives aright. We must order our lives in when the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit hovered over the waters, as the Spirit hovered over, it says it was chaos and futility. And God spoke into creation and he brought, well, look at the wonder of it all that God brought forth. God brings order out of chaos. The Lord is saying today, I'm going to bring order into your chaos, into your life, into your circumstances, into your families, into your situations. As you make me your priority, I will order your destiny. I will be the God who will preserve your dynasty. For I am who I am, and I will release my power, my authority, and my glory. And you will see my glory manifest before you, says the Lord. Wow. Right, order, organize. That the Lord showed me twofold. Divine order. God's reorder for our lives. At the fall, we literally took a tumble and there was disorder that came into our spirit, soul and body. That was how God had created us. We were first spirit. We had a soul, and our soul was our mind, will and emotions, and we lived in a body. But at the fall, there was a tumble and there was a reversal of that order till the body took first charge and the soul and the spirit within us died. But through Christ, our spirit is now revived. The Holy Spirit lives within us once more. We're connected. We are reordered. We have God's divine order again. And we can transcend into all things kingdom, all things of his glory and all things of the fourth dimension. So literally, we now, as you've heard me say before, I am a spirit first. I'm spirit led. My spirit is the one that's taking the charge. I'm not going to be led by my mind, by my will, by my emotions. Not my will be done, his will be done. His kingdom come in and through me. God's order be reestablished in my life, and my body and my soul will line up with the spirit's control. That I'm crucified with Christ and yet I live, but no longer I, no longer my flesh, my soul that is taking charge, no longer I that live, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has quickened my mortal body and made me to live again. I live through the power of this Spirit. There's been a reordering in me, and that reordering is for you too. So we see here that there is a restoration. We have, we are now the right way up. We are upright again. And we have right standing with God once more, our Father. And what's more, we have more than before, because with God to restore is to give back better than before. We're just going to keep on growing and going in that fourth dimensional realm and life of the Spirit, the miraculous, all that God would release to us and through us. We haven't seen anything yet. The Spirit leads over our soul, over our mind, will and emotion. And over our body once more. And it says in Psalm 84, verse 11, when the Holy Spirit showed me this in relation to what I've just shared with you, no good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly in right alignment with God. And we are rightly aligned with God. That's the power of righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right living. And all else will be added to you. Don't go after things. Don't chase after. They'll only disappoint you. And they'll take you away from what God has appointed for you. All these things will just be added to you. God knows everything that you have need of. So you can trust him with it all. We can read in Matthew 6. In fact, I just feel led to quickly go there. From verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, about your body, what you'll put on. We give so much concern to that. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? We've got the life, the kingdom life within us. It's worth more than food or anything, because as we seek first the kingdom life, the king and his kingdom, all else is added to us. The clothing will just be added to us. Don't stress about it. Don't be concerned about it. Make kingdom living your focus. And it says, verse 26, look at the birds of the air, for they don't sow or reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you of greater value than them? Which of you, by worrying, can add one extra cubit to your stature, one extra foot to your stature? I'm barely 5 foot. Hey, I might be small in stature, but I have a mighty big God, and God inside me is mighty. It's not about the size of the dog in the fight, is about the size of the fight in the dog. And let me tell you, my God is so big and so mighty that we may often feel like little David's going against Goliath in situations. But as we release his kingdom life, the life of the Holy Spirit through us, the power of the Holy Spirit through us, every giant before us will come down to the ground, and we are going to know only the victory of God in our lives. So why do you worry about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. How beautiful are lilies, how they grow. They don't toil or stress or spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory wasn't dressed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is gone, how much more will he clothe you? He'll clothe you with all that you take off your dirty clothes today and allow the Lord to clothe you with his righteousness. Give you his garments of righteousness, his garments of praise, beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. Let the Lord put upon your head that beautiful veil, and let the Lord just beautify you through and through. Therefore, don't worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? By the way, the reason I say veil is I just see you as that beautiful bride of Christ. And he doesn't want you wearing wrong thinking, stinking thinking any longer. But he wants you beautified. He wants you to put upon you that beautiful veil and say, you're my beautiful bride. I'm making you ready. And he is, have the mind of Christ, that you will no longer be battling. I just see that battle going on in so many minds right now. Allow that beautiful veil to just come and make white, just come and make clean all of your thinking, all of your thoughts right now through the precious, priceless blood of Jesus. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Stop battling with your mind. Receive by faith God's word for you today. You have been made perfect by his grace. In Jesus' name, I just had to say that. Someone needed to hear that right now. I speak peace to your troubled, storm-tossed mind prophetically today. Peace, be still in Jesus' name. For after all these things, the Gentiles, unbelievers, that means heathens, they go after, they seek after. For your heavenly Father knows what you need of. You have need of all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There it is. And all these things shall be added to you. If you've had to strive for them, then they haven't been added to you. If you've had to work for them, they haven't been added to you. God wants you working from a position of resting in him, not stressing any longer. From that fourth dimensional kingdom miraculous zone. It's not an absence of work, but it's an absence of the stress and the pressure. It's kingdom living, kingdom working, and producing eternal fruitfulness on earth through your life in Jesus' mighty name. I haven't called you. You know, the Lord, as he's saying there, don't be seeking after the clothes, after your reputation, after that partner for your life. Make the king and his kingdom your choice. Get the king and you get everything. I haven't called you. The Lord spoke to me many years ago, actually, when my husband was coming out of the Air Force, and it was a huge decision. I sat by a little lock where my husband had been working in Scotland, and a lot hinged on it. We had so much associated with his job provision, but we knew that God was our source and resource. And the Lord spoke to me that day praying and looking out at that lock, wanting to encourage my husband all the way, but feeling gripped with that doubt and fear of, oh my word, what are we doing here? As we really launched into the deep, the Lord saying to many today, launch again into the deep for a catch, the miraculous catch. And the Lord said to me, I haven't called you to follow money. I've called money to follow you as you follow me. I want to say from Matthew 6:33 there, I haven't called you to follow money or things. I've called money and things to follow and to be attracted to you like a magnet. When you are just in right alignment with God, then he is going to provide for you. In Psalm 105, verse 37, we read, the Lord led. He brought his people out of worldly living. This is the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, which represents us coming out of Babylon, coming out of this world's ways, dependency on the world. The Lord led, that brought his people out. They followed the Lord. Seek first, follow him, pursue him, desperately require him, his kingdom, as your priority. And so they followed the Lord. And it says here that he loaded them with silver and gold, and not one of the tribes of Israel even stumbled. No frail were among them. God is saying, return to kingdom living. Return to trusting, humility, dependency upon me. And your eyes have not seen, your ears have not yet heard, neither yet has entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for them, for those who love him, who will follow him, who will follow his lead wherever he goes. Don't follow money, don't follow things. They will lead you a merry dance. They will lead you astray. Follow Jesus all the way and enter in to the experience of all the King and his kingdom has for you in Jesus' mighty name. So God would say to you today, he wants you, one, make kingdom, the King and his kingdom, your priority. Two, the Lord would say today, orderly, order your life aright. He wants you to reorder everything in your life so it's the kingdom first, that it's the king and his kingdom that you are prioritizing in all things. And then we've seen the new order that God has given to us out of disorder. He's going to change the chaos in your life, and he's going to bring kingdom order your way today as you receive his word. to your family situation, to that situation with your child, your wayward child. God will bring his divine order. You, your part is to trust him with all of your heart, to not lean on your own understanding, to acknowledge him. That's fourth dimensional living. That's looking to him. And he's going to direct your path. He's going to bring in that direct alignment every blessing, every breakthrough, every miracle that you are desiring and requiring your way, as you desire and you require the King and his kingdom first, in Jesus' mighty name. Thirdly, today, the Lord would say, so priority, orderly living for kingdom living, and authority is ours today, in Jesus' mighty name, in that right alignment. God, Jesus himself said, I have given you authority over all things. Nothing shall by any means be impossible for those who believe, receive. And you're going to achieve great things for our King and his kingdom. From this point on today, I'm bringing a transformational word your way today. And we can't just be hearers of his word. We want to arise and be doers by the power of the Holy Spirit today, in Jesus' name. It's our responsibility. Righteousness, Jesus has paid the price for us. It's our responsibility. What is our response going to be? To his ability. That's what ultimately responsibility is. What is our response to ability? We have no ability in our own self. We are futile. We will come to the end of ourselves. It doesn't matter how big or mighty any human thinks that they are. But when our response is humility and dependency on divine ability, on God Almighty's ability, then they that know their God shall be strong and do great things. What is our response to God's ability? What is our posture going to be? Our positioning, our pressing in, our partnering with heaven on earth. That is going to be the right. We are responsible for maintaining our righteousness, continually coming to Jesus, depending on the victory of his blood that speaks continually forgiveness, blessing, prosperity, healing, victory. The blood of Jesus speaks today, and it's speaking continually. And let us continually be pressing in and receiving, and knowing that our responsibility is to respond continually to God's ability, to totally be depending on him in every situation. Unless you are childlike, unless you have faith like a child, you will not enter in, you will not experience the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. The way we experience the kingdom of heaven is by choosing the King and his kingdom. And then all his blessings, as we choose him over chasing, over pursuing, over seeking the things of this world, then we will find his blessings will be activated through righteousness. Why? Because the blessings of the Lord make rich in every area of your life. You're not depending on things, you're depending on his blessings. There's a difference. And then all is for his glory, ultimately. Then you will use the things of this world, as I say many times, in this world, not of this world, you will not be used or abused by it. Jesus knows everything you have need of. He knows you need clothes. He knows you need the currency of this world is money. He knows you need to buy food. He is going to give you above and beyond your wildest dreams as you look to him, in Jesus' name. And you will be his royal subject. You will be his ambassador that many will want to live for King Jesus, and many will come to know his kingdom too, in Jesus' name. In wrapping up today, I want to say, as we don't no longer lean in and press in for things, let us know and be pressing in for him, for his purpose over pay, in Jesus' name. Don't go to work for money. Let kingdom work be the purpose of your life, your destiny, eternal works, in Jesus' name. I haven't called you to pursue things, to pursue money. I've called things and money to be added to you and to pursue you. I haven't called you to pursue things. I've called them to be added to you. Stick to you like glue, to be attracted to you. The blessing of God, it will magnify and God in your life, and the blessings of God will be attracted to you like magnets in your life as you are in right alignment with Him today. The blessing of the Lord will make your life rich in every way. Don't make things the object of your faith. Keep your faith in Him. Trust Him to give to you all that you need. Yes, you can have faith for food, for clothes, for house, for car, for money, but they are things. Get the kingdom and get the King and you get everything. Put your faith in the King and His kingdom. This isn't just a thinking shifting. This, my beautiful friend, it's a quantum leap from stinking thinking into kingdom thinking, which is expansive. There are no limits. There are only miraculous realms for you to soar into in Him, in Jesus' mighty name. You will only know victory in this kingdom living way today. The battle is over. Well, there's a battle over your worship. Who will you worship? Who will you serve? Who will you be prioritizing? Who will you be seeking first? The battle is over your worship. The battle is over your words. That's why we've got to have right thinking, because from right thinking will come right believing, will come right speaking, will come right living. And the battle, the war is over your worship, the war is over your words, and the war is over your way. We know from Jeremiah 6:16, a favourite verse of mine that's led me so much into this message that I'm bringing now, the message of the kingdom and of the fourth dimension. Stand at the crossroads and look and see, and look for the old paths where the good way is. That word old isn't obsolete, isn't foisty, old-fashioned, but it's ever new, modern, everlasting, the eternal paths that were lost to us, the miraculous, the fourth dimensional way, no longer contained in this three-dimensional world, but we are living above it all, and the fourth dimension is breaking into our third three-dimensional world continually. We're going to live miraculously and supernaturally, and we're going to know fullness and fulfillment. That's where we will find our perfect fit, and our purpose is met and found fully in Him. So the war is over your way. Look for the ancient paths where the good way is, where God's way is, where the fourth dimensional ways are, where the kingdom ways are, and you shall find rest for your souls, rest for your emotions, rest for your mind, rest for your will, because it's no longer your will, but God's will being done, and rest for your bodies, healing, health, wholeness in Jesus' mighty name. The fourth dimension, kingdom living now. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today that's gone forth in power, Lord, and I pray will accomplish everything for which it is sent. Oh, Lord, we make you our priority, our King, Jesus, and your kingdom. We live from your kingdom. We thank you. We live ascended with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings that are ours, and for all the blessings and all the promises of God that are yes and amen for our lives. We say yes to you. We say yes to your ways, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that in the days ahead, we will experience your fullness, your kingdom come, and the release of your kingdom through every one of us. Remnant, rise in Jesus' mighty name. This is your time. God bless you today. Amen.